Maxine Waters, Trump cannot be allowed to continue without confrontation, he is a danger. By Pam Key on March 12, 2019. Last weekend at Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis, Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, said President Donald Trump could not be allowed to continue without confrontation because, according to the California Democrat, he is a danger. Waters said, "You can only lie for so long. You can only disrespect for so long. Much of what many folks have gotten in trouble about this president is guilty of. Do you remember when he talked about grabbing a woman by their private parts? Do you know that there are women still waiting in line that he has abused? That he sexually harassed, that he has been involved with? We got people all over this country going to jail all over this country. But it is time for the country to understand this is who deserves to be in jail." She continued, "There is a big debate whether or not a president of the United States can be indicted. I'm not on that debate because my constitution tells me he can be impeached. My constitution tells me that that is a responsibility of the members of Congress to determine whether or not the president has been involved in anything that basically undermines or disrespects the democracy. We have the responsibility to determine whether or not he is good for the country, whether he is a danger to the democracy. I think he is a danger." She added, "We cannot allow him to continue without confrontation. We must resist. I want the American people not only to have a louder voice and not just depend on what may or may not happen with the elected representatives. I want people to let their elected representatives to know all over this country that they are not satisfied with this president. Something is terribly wrong with him. If you talk to the psychiatrists, who are observing from afar, they will say, well, you know, we don't like to make a diagnosis from afar, but something terribly wrong with this man. We believe that there are some serious problems, mental and emotional." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.